We're just going to hear from the wife of the Speaker of the House of Commons. She's called Sally Berko, and you may have seen her photograph on the front of some of this morning's newspapers. She's draped in a bedsheet, wearing nothing underneath, in a hotel room overlooking the Houses of Parliament. The photo was taken from a magazine article in which she said living in the Palace of Westminster with her husband, John, who's obviously the Speaker, is an aphrodisiac, and has turned her husband into a bit of a sex symbol. In this interview, she described herself to me as stupid and foolish, but said the photos shouldn't be taken seriously.
It was all meant to be a bit of harmless fun for the Evening Standard magazine as part of a bigger feature on Valentine's Day. I think they were interviewing about, well, I think they were doing the 50 hottest Londoners. God knows why they put me in there, because I'm not exactly hot. I'm 41, for God's sake. But anyway, they were doing the 50 biggest, hottest Londoners, and it was all meant to be part of a bigger feature, and it's just meant to be a bit of fun. I'm a bit surprised at the storm that it's caused.
For those who haven't seen the photograph, just describe it for us, the main photograph.
Well, I'm standing in a sheet overlooking the Thames, and it's not in Speaker's House. It's in, I think they took it in the Marriott Hotel, if I remember rightly. Yeah, that's the hotel over the road. And basically, because they wanted to know your sexiest place in London, and I said I find the sexiest place in London the South Bank, which is just a lovely area to walk along. I was just doing an interview, which is meant to be a bit of fun, and obviously it's completely backfired on me, and I'm a complete idiot, but I never compared myself to Carla Brunei. I mean, I wish, gosh, I'm not that arrogant.
Well, what the quote about that is that you apparently said to the Evening Standard, I think it's hilarious that I've been called the Carla Brunei of British politics.
Oh, I do think it's hilarious, because the Telegraph...
But did you say that?
I did say that, yeah. Because the Telegraph called me the Carla Brunei of British politics, Bryony Gordon in the Telegraph a couple of weeks ago, and that was quoted back at me by the Evening Standard reporter. And I said, oh, it's ridiculous, it's absolutely hilarious. You know, I'm not that arrogant. Of course I'm not like Carla Brunei, she's gorgeous.
Do you really think it has backfired on you? I mean, just the photographs that are attracting the attention is you naked, holding a sheet around your front, and the sheet drapes open so you can see one of your legs, and in the background through an open window is Big Ben at night.
Yeah.
Why do you think it is the publication of that photograph has backfired on you?
Well, I actually think it's quite a tasteful photograph, and you know, as I say, it was all meant to be a bit of harmless fun. But the trouble is, because I'm married to the Speaker, whatever I do is put in the media and used to get at him. And I think Anne Widdecombe, apparently, I've just been told by your researcher, was saying it's not in keeping with the dignity of the office. Well, sorry, but I'm not the Speaker. You know, my husband is. And fortunately, he doesn't view my main role in life as to support him. You know, we're a happy couple, and we're, you know, behind the scenes, I support him. But it was just meant to be a bit of fun, for God's sake. Mm. I just think it's all a storm in a bedsheet.
Do you accept at all that what you might do will reflect on him and his role?
Yeah, of course it will. I mean, that's life, isn't it? That's the life, you know, that's the media climate that we live in. And whatever I do is going to reflect on him. But does that mean, therefore, that I should be a wife who walks dutifully three paces behind my husband and keeps her mouth shut and makes cucumber sandwiches? No, I don't. You know, I'm a personality. You know, I've got ambitions of my own, and it was just meant to be a bit of fun. And, you know, I think it's quite a tasteful photograph. And, you know, my husband's not exactly thrilled about it, but he's pretty cool, really. And it's just one of those things. It was meant to be a bit of fun for Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's sort of been blown up out of all proportion. I think it's quite funny, really.
Why did you tell the Evening Standard this? Since John became Speaker, the number of women who hit on him has gone up dramatically.
That's true.
It's private, though, isn't it?
Well, it was just a piece of fun about Valentine's Day, you know, and probably I shouldn't have said that. I'm a bit too open and I'm a bit too honest, and, you know, I probably should have done, but I mean, it's harmless. I mean, I think The Standard ran a headline yesterday saying, you know, Speaker's wife spills bedroom secrets. It's like, well, I didn't actually, you know, it was just a sensationalist headline. If you actually read the copy, you know, I just talk very ordinarily.
What do you say to some who... effectively accuse you of doing absolutely anything for publicity?
Well, I think that's, you know, I think that's absolute nonsense. It was meant to be a bit of fun, as I say. And, you know, I think it's harmless. And, you know, I was probably stupid to do it. I was a fool, really, to be agreed to be photographed in a sheet. I didn't really think through the implications. I didn't know I was going to be photographed in a sheet until I got there. But, you know, as I say, as I keep saying, I think it's a storm in a bedsheet. You know, it's just nonsense. It's not no story there.
This is what you think. Kate says, I feel a bit sorry for her. I think she provides a refreshing change from old fogey male politics or Widdicombe-style politics. It will blow over very soon, I'm sure. On Twitter, Fandag says, don't give her any more publicity. Paul Moore says, I think she looked great in the photo. It doesn't seem right, though, that the Speaker's wife is doing it, but she did look great. And Real Mathers Girl says, was it sexy? I thought it was cringy.